Greetings everyone. Here is the second of our weekly 5-minute presentations in which we help you to improve your facilitation and assessment skills. Last week we spoke about outcomes, but today we want to talk a little bit about how to do assessment. This is a critically important topic for Reforma because we have a global standard which has been underwritten by the World Evangelical Alliance. And that means that we need to make sure that all the groups, hundreds and hundreds of them around the world, keep to this global standard. Otherwise, it will in some way damage the reputation of Reforma if we don't do that. So just to remind you that you, as the facilitator, are responsible for all assessment. Please don't ask somebody else in your group to do this. Now, in order for a student to be awarded the certificate, you need to be completely satisfied that he or she can successfully demonstrate all 37 outcomes. That means that you need to keep up to date with your record keeping. I suggest you use the assessment record chart we sent you. You don't have to submit it to us, but it helps you to keep track of where each person is in the program. We are not in favor of examinations like formal institutions are, because we believe that there are many ways to do effective assessment, and it doesn't always require an examination. Always try to assess your students in their mother tongue, if possible. So, how do the students demonstrate the outcomes to your satisfaction? Well, you can use written work, but not for all the outcomes. Some outcomes are really suited for written work. For example, 1.6 says, explain how Jesus' attitude towards women and children should change the church. Or 1.8, which says, describe the importance of the church. Sometimes, however, they can do it orally. For example, 2.6, prepare and preach or teach God's word effectively. Or 3.1, effectively share the gospel with family, friends, and strangers. In such cases, the facilitator would be present or connected to the student's presentation via WhatsApp or Zoom, etc. Some outcomes are best assessed with you as the facilitator actually observing. So, for example, bear the fruit of the Spirit in all areas of life and practice humility, integrity, and simplicity. Or 4.2, demonstrate compassion, hospitality, and forgiveness in all relationships, including with people who have special needs. Obviously, you'd want to be there to see the student actually doing these. This kind of assessment can be done over a longer period of time by observing the student in different situations. So what happens if a student does not successfully demonstrate an outcome? Well, it's your responsibility as the facilitator to try to help to the point where he or she can do it. This may take time, it may take several attempts, but eventually the student will succeed. When you enrolled your group, you will have received an assessment sheet, and at the end of the program, you must email that assessment sheet to us for every single student in your group who has successfully demonstrated all 37 outcomes. We will then send you an invoice for the cost of the certificates, as well as for the courier, if you choose not to receive them digitally. When we receive your payment, we will immediately send the certificates to you. So, that's assessment. And if you have any questions whatsoever regarding how to do assessment, or the process, or the certificates, or anything like that, you're welcome to contact us.